going on, everybody? This is Tyree, and welcome back to Lock Pop Talks. So hopefully you guys had an amazing day. I did too. We got really productive. Created a couple more videos. Blog post is up on the website. Got in touch with a lot of cool people on Instagram, man. The community on Instagram is definitely doing this thing to get in touch with people that are kind of like into the niche that I'm into, which is self-help and development for men who are fathers or husbands out there. And so for those that are out there, you know, I invite you guys to the podcast to listen in, and hopefully you guys could send in like messages and phone calls into the show. I could play them and we respond to them and really expose our other listeners to different opinions and different stances on situations that we talk about here on the podcast. Again, you guys on Instagram, listeners on Instagram and other podcasts, you guys are always welcome. As always, we give love to our Anchor community and our family out there as well. Those guys who kind of put us on and support us day in and day out. I want to say thank you to all the listeners and those who favorite the podcast, those who applaud the podcast, to my brothers and sisters in arms out here. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. So, you know, really get into this week's or this day's episode is we talk about a cheater, you know, and the things that they do, what are they about, and why do they exist in the first place? You know, like, how are they capable of existing when they know that there's consequences to their actions, the fact that they affect other people, and that if in the end they're trying to better their lives, or they think by the act is going to better enrich their lives, that they're doing nothing but playing themselves. Again, on this subject, I speak from personal experience. You know, I have no problem sharing my own story, but there's somebody out there that this podcast speaks to, and I want to be able to provide that for them. And if it doesn't, then this is not the podcast for you. Maybe today is not your day. So we talked about a cheater who fear. So we get that. What I want to talk about today is a cheater who do what they do out of anger. Now, this is one you guys have to be, keep your ears up, eyes open for someone like this. A cheater who does things out of anger. Now, the anger may not be for you. It may not even be about you. It may not have anything to do with you in the relationship, which is terrible because that, you know, you're affected by that. Or if you're somebody who is cheating out of anger, you're hurting a lot of people. And you may not see it that way, but you are. And I'm here to let you know that, one, if you are cheating out of anger, then you owe it to yourself and you owe it to those around you to find out, what are you so angry about? You know, and for our listeners out there, if you know somebody like that, what are they, I'm not saying you will, but you can try to figure out, what are they so angry about? So we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back and we're going to, get this thing going and hopefully wrap it up without taking too much time. Hey, you guys, this is Tyree from Lock Pop Talks, and I got a special request for my listeners out there. I'm looking to use your voice to help introduce the podcast from day in and day out. And if you guys are interested, send me a message and let me know so I can get in touch with you guys and we can add your voices to introduce the podcast. If you are a fellow podcaster and you would like to have your podcast introduced by me, hit me up in the messages and so I can help you guys out. Definitely looking to hear back from you guys. All right, everybody, we're back. So let's get into this thing about a cheater that cheats out of anger. If you are, or you know someone, or you're experiencing this type of situation, I'm telling you now that you have to be aware of these people, because they are doing it for a situation that may have nothing to do with you. And they are doing it because they have not processed what it is that may have happened to them in a healthy way. So they're cheating out of anger. Now, what's a sign of a person cheating out of anger? Let's go down a list of things that I have noticed and that I'm gonna share with you guys. And if it resonates with you, maybe you guys can message on the podcast and let me know what do you guys think. So a person that cheats out of anger, they are, oh my God, They are unrelentful. They are going after everything they can take that's not being nailed to the floor. A person that is angry is cheating with someone who has everything to lose. They are destructive. They will destroy their own lives. Like, they will lie about where they're going, who they're with, and they will throw all caution to the wind to make it happen when you're angry. And the entire time that they're cheating, whether that's in a physical act or an emotional act or whatever, so may have you, they're doing it and hoping that the person or thing that they're upset with is hurt by their actions. They're actually trying to hurt you, so you understand how hurt they are, which is terrible because they assume that you know what's going on with them. It's almost kind of childish to be honest with you, because there's no way that for a person to read the mind of an angry person. You know, you have to, if you're an angry person, you need to speak out. You need to say something, and don't be afraid to hurt somebody's feelings, and don't be afraid of looking like you're upset. If you're feeling something, then your emotions are valid. You know, your actions may not be valid, but your emotions are valid because you're experiencing them. But you should speak to somebody about it. Another way you could tell, maybe you're cheating with someone that's angry. And I'll tell you what you're experiencing when you're cheating with someone that's angry. You are having the physically hardest sexual encounter of your life. And that's what it is. Men are angry. We get angry. We do things we lift weights harder. We run faster. We want to do things harder. And sex is one of those things a guy can go harder on, which is like, you know, I hate to use this term, but, you know, jackhammering their sexual partners. That is, you know, I'm so sorry to say it like that, but that's what it is, man. And they hurt people. Like, they like being loud. They like being heard. They want to change. They want to affect the world of everyone around them. Okay? Because they want the world to know that they're angry. Another way that you could tell that a cheating partner is angry, or that you're an angry cheater, is that when you're done, you are looking for the very next person to shack up with. You're looking for the very next person, and you won't sleep. You're not thinking. You're just looking for the next fling when you're angry. And that is why this activity is one of the most destructive activities that a person like that can take on. So as we wrap this thing up, what do you do with someone who's cheating out of anger? One, you have a couple options. One, you can walk away from that person. You can leave them alone completely and say, hey, you made this decision. You're not thinking about me, and I don't have time for this. That is most definitely the fastest option you can choose. Another one is you can try to stay in that relationship with that person, and you can try to work out the things that make them angry. But that would take an insurmountable amount of control and patience with that person, because they will not tell you, one, that they have a problem, and they're not going to tell you what they're angry about, because they feel like once they do, they have now turned over the power to you. So this is for, you know, some special people out there, but they can do it. So, you know, I'm looking to share some practical advice with everyone on this one. There is another option that you can take for someone that is angry, and that is to leave them, but to try to help them work through it, which is, again, it takes a certain level of patience. There's going to be heartache on both ends, because you may be protecting yourself physically, but emotional and mental stages of dealing like that, it has its effects. Why am I even talking about this? Because in most marriages, I think it's like 50-50 or something like cheating occurs in a long-term relationship. And the numbers are high out there, guys. We can talk about it or act like it doesn't exist, but this is, it's a real thing. And people cheat for various reasons. I only mentioned two so far. People cheat for various reasons. And you have to be ready and be mindful of that. Not to live in fear. Don't get me wrong. I don't want you to live in fear. But you have to be mindful of things like this. And it's important because as a man, if you want to reach the next level of your life, then you must, one, recognize when you are experiencing fear and doubt and anger before it becomes toxic, before it becomes poison in your relationship. If you are doing such a thing, I'm telling you now, if you try to save your relationship, one, you're fighting an uphill battle, and then two, it's probably too far gone for a relationship of that caliber. And you can hurt somebody who is then seeking revenge against your cheating ways. That's where I'm going to end this show off at. Tomorrow, we're talking about the cheater or the one who cheats for revenge. My name is Tyree Wilson, you guys. This channel is called Lock Pop Talks. And I'll check you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.